It's so great to see all of you this morning. Definitely helps taking away all the seats because you're a lot closer. Love it. So it's absolutely amazing. Thanksgiving. You know, I was so aware while we were worshiping that this morning is not about your troubles. Because, man, we've got a list. Yeah. Nah? We can write up a list. Lord, I need help here. Lord, I need help here. Lord, you still haven't helped here. Still waiting, Lord. But this morning is not about my stuff. It's actually with me just coming with my stuff and standing before God and pausing and just taking a moment and giving thanks. Because I don't know about you, but as I was pondering this week about this topic, just thinking about this, I realized that it's the thing that we probably do the least. Even with the family and the people around you, just honestly and beautifully just saying thank you. We don't often do that, and so thank you. So this morning, and you know, we said it's a colorful mosaic. Now, Lorette said we must dress colorfully. Eh? So I opened my cupboard. I've got one green shirt. I realized I'm boring. I'm very monotone. So I'm going to have to go radical. James, you need to help me. I need to get some, yes, you know, some bling. So don't be afraid. Next year is coming. I'm going to be colorful. But the thing is, what I realized is, as I was thinking about this, that Thanksgiving is colorful. If you start pondering about giving thanks, it becomes colorful. It becomes so beautiful. It actually brightens up my day. Suddenly, when I'm thinking about giving thanks, instead of moaning, everything changes. If nothing else changes, then I change. And suddenly I look at myself and go like, "Wie's jy?" So, let's explore God's Word quickly, because this is an awesome topic. We can preach a week on this. Psalm 103 starts off, it says, "Praise the Lord, my soul." So, who is he talking to? Ha! Talk to yourself quickly. Say, "Hey, myself." Hey, myself. Praise the Lord. All right, tomorrow morning, when you get up, what's your first words? Nia, hey myself. Then praise the Lord. Because I need to encourage myself sometimes. Because you know what's going to happen tomorrow morning when you get up? Your brain's going to kick in. Oh man, what does a brain do? I might need to do this that week. I must get that order through. I must still meet that deadline. You know, I must finish that thing. And then before you do, when that starts tomorrow morning, you say, "Hey! Jay!" They say, "Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise His holy name. All that is within me. Praise the Lord, my soul. And never forget all the good things He has done." How often do we forget the good things He has done? And he's encouraging himself to remember. And I tell you, we're going to give an opportunity at some point for you to share what you are thankful for. So I want you already to start thinking. What is the good things he has done? Nah? In 2022, we have canceled the first two. 2020 and 2021 is canceled due to a lack of interest. Okay, we're not thinking of those things. But what has God done in your life right now? Okay, so he's encouraging himself. He says, "He is the one who forgives all your sins." Now, that is like owing money on your house and somebody pays it. And says you can live there. Gratis. That would be nice. Okay, I'm open to donations. No. But I mean, probably the most incredible thing of our lives as we sit here this morning is that your sins are forgiven. The very stuff that separated you from God is forgiven. And Jesus says, in Psalms, he says he removes it as far as the east is from the west, and he never thinks of it again. Unlike you. Maybe your wife that can remind you, that you sinned, or you're reminding your wife, I don't know what's going on there. But he removes your sins from you. So this is probably the most incredible thing that I can think of, is the fact that all my sins are forgiven. Not some of them. All of them. Now listen, if you want a reason to throw a party, to blow up some balloons, invite friends over, and say, listen, today we're going to celebrate not my birthday, but that my sins are forgiven. I don't think we rejoice in that enough. You are forgiven. Not what the devil wants to tell you, that no, you're some rubbish, and you're not good enough, and you'll never make it, and you'll, Okay, but it's none of you, right? Okay, no, cool stuff. All right, so it's fine. Okay, it says, he is the one who forgives all your sins, the one who heals some of your diseases. Okay, no, it's fine. We must just make that correction in the Bible there. Do we still have faith for that? That he can even heal the sniffle, the cold, that headache. That he can heal everything, and all of them is his desires to heal all your diseases. Just tap someone quickly, man. Come on, just tell them quickly. Hey, he wants to heal all your diseases. Not just some of them. We need to grow in our faith expectation again that is about to happen. Man, even when I pray for someone, my expectation is that he heals all the diseases. And this scripture is becoming a lot more than what I intended for it to become. But this is awesome. The one who rescues your life from the pit, man. The one who crowns you with mercy and compassion. He crowns you. He puts a crown on your head. Gents, not some feminine thing. Now, some lacquer man, you feel the weight of that crown because he crowns you with mercy and compassion. The one who fills your life with blessings. Oh, tap someone quickly. Just again. Say, hey, he fills your life with blessings. And then you say to them, wake up and smell the coffee. Because you haven't seen it in such a long time, you think it doesn't happen. He fills your life with blessings so that you become young again like an eagle. Can all the salt shakers just say that one? Isn't that awesome? Now imagine you wake up like that tomorrow morning. And maybe just ponder a bit about what God is saying about you and your life and all your stuff. Instead of then getting out of the bed. Where's the toilet, honey? Where's the toilet? Nah? Tomorrow morning, as one duvet that way, one leg this way, and stuff happens because things look different. Thanksgiving is a colorful mosaic. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says this, whatever happens, say to someone, whatever happens, give thanks. Because it's God's will in Christ Jesus that you do so. Oh, you've never read this scripture? How is this for a cool scripture that whatever happens, I must give thanks? You see, and because it doesn't matter what's happening to you, there's always a God perspective. You see, there's a you perspective, there's a devil perspective, there's all the negative people that's around you perspective, and then there's the God perspective. And the God perspective is, I'm about to do something. You see, and I think we never see the breakthrough because we stop expecting the breakthrough. We stop giving thanks. We get weary. We get tired. But yeah, it says, man, whatever happens, give thanks, because it's God's will in Christ Jesus that you do this. If you want a clue to living a victorious Christian life, then this scripture is it. Just waking up and giving thanks. When the enemy comes in, you start giving thanks. You know what? He cannot operate when there's giving thanks. Listen, hear me. When the devil comes in, you start giving thanks and you start praising God. The devil cannot operate there. Because he likes misery. He likes you to be sad. He likes you to be downcast. Then he's got the goods, man. Then he can do some stuff. But giving thanks changes everything. It expels the devil. Yeah, fight. You see, when you get together with your friends, give thanks. And that conversation will change. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, this is the day. Is this the day? Is this the day? Is tomorrow the day? Not yet. Please hold. It is coming. And scripture says it got enough of its own stuff. So we are here today. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be sad. No, not. Okay, no, no. Okay, sorry. Let us. Read the scripture. Don't remember the one as you. It's not. Can we have that scripture? Has it been cancelled? Yeah, can he? Oh, what happened? Okay. Yeah, it says rejoice and be glad today. Today, while it's today, rejoice today. You know what rejoice is? It is joy all over. Rejoice. 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 It's just like this continual. Okay, at least in my Afrikaans brain that works. It has cometh. Now read the scripture. And then a scripture that we put on the cards and so on that we've been thinking about, Colossians 2 verse 6 to 7 in the New Living Translation. It says, and now, just as you have accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thanksgiving. Isn't that beautiful? Where's your roots growing to? You see, it's when my roots are in Him, then suddenly everything changes. My life is built on Him. I grow strong. My faith grows strong in the truth about Him. And then the automatic result is thanksgiving. It's thanksgiving. You will overflow with it. In other words, you're going to walk down the road and this miserable guy is going to come from the front. And just because you've got this overflowing joy that's around you, man, it's going to touch his life. Maybe you think he's weird. You are something strange. But this joy, this thanksgiving, this thankfulness is in you. It's going to touch people around you. And they're going to see life from a different perspective. Because it's overflowing from your life. And all you're doing is thinking, let's hope that's true tomorrow. You see, but I think there's a decision on how I get up. They say, hey! Jay! Praise the Lord. Nah. That's what I'm supposed to do. Before you go and you pump your husband in the ribs, just pause. You're supposed to be thankful in that as well. Okay. Thank you, Father, for my husband is snoring. It's music unto you, but please can I sleep? Okay, here it goes. Yes, wives, we are so sorry. If your husband snores, I'm really sorry. Liffy. I have Hulk ribs already because she's been working on them for a long time. In any case, can I share with you what I'm thankful for as I've been thinking about this? I'm thankful for forgiveness of my sins. Probably the top thing that I thought of. My sins are forgiven and that I'm reconciled with my Father. I'm thankful for the Bible, the Word of God that I can read, study, and spend time in. I'm thankful for knowing the Almighty God, that my God is not second grade. You know, that is this that there's stuff that He cannot do. I'm thankful for serving the Almighty God who can do everything. There's nothing that's too difficult for Him. I'm thankful for every good and perfect gift that comes from my Father, because He doesn't give junk. I'm thankful for every person who sowed this year the seed into God's kingdom. And then I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking you sowed a seed of the kingdom wherever you were. I thank you for every person that I've crossed my life with, that I have met, that I was able to sow the seed of the kingdom in their lives. I'm thankful for every person that is part of this congregation, because you make it a lot of fun. Without you, this will be boring. Me meeting with myself every Sunday, it's not going to work. I'm thankful for every person who gives their lives so willingly for the kingdom. For everyone who faithfully gave to the Lord this year. For everyone who sowed money, food, time, love, skills, wisdom, compassion, not just here, but in other people's lives. I'm thankful for this building and that we can meet here. And that it's bigger than the previous one. I'm so thankful for that. And that the kids can have a space where they can have fun. I'm thankful for every person who serves and makes ministry possible far beyond what one man can do. You guys rock. You are pretty amazing. I'm thankful for the elders, the zone leaders, the small group leaders, the young adults, the youth, the children's church, the junior amps, the salt shakers. I'm thankful for the band, the sound and media, the hospitality, the prayer team, the info desk, and even the library, although I never take stuff from it. But I'm glad you are blessed. That you are. I thank you for every mom. I'm thankful for every mom and dad that so faithfully comes even when they don't receive much. Because I know having kids sometimes means that you are there. It doesn't mean that you hear anything. Sometimes it's rough. So I'm thankful that you still come. I'm thankful that you love the Lord and that you desire others to know Him. I thank you for a vision and a future in my God that is far greater than I can ever imagine or think. That there's always something new in Him as far as that's concerned. I'm thankful that despite my personal insecurities and my failures, He still chooses to use me. That blows my mind. Then I'm very thankful for die twee bulle. Oh, flip. Now I must be careful. Thanks for enjoying my dad jokes. For all my quirks and passions, thank you for going with camping with me. Even when there's no Wi-Fi, you still go with me. Thank you that you listen to me even when I take stuff too deep and I get all serious, because somehow that's just what I do. Twee van julle is meer werds goud vir my. Ek sal my lewe gee vir julle. Julle is freaking amazing. En ek is so dankbaar vir julle. Julle liefde vir ons is waarvoor ek leef. Julle is twee cool dudes. You make me look good. You've got all the hair I wish I had. Alright. Then. My vrou. Ooh. My wife that stands by me, encourages me, corrects me, and challenges me. And mostly for choosing me. For loving me every day. Definitely unconditionally. Ek is so dankbaar dat jy hierdie lewensavontuur saam met my doen. Ek is dankbaar vir dit. You make me better, stronger, and more courageous than I can ever be. Sonder jou is ek moes. En ek dink ek sal dit kan doen nie. So baie dankie. I'm thankful for a wife. And lastly, I'm thankful for being saved. That Jesus Christ saved me. That He has a future for me. That He has placed all of you around me. Julle is amazing mense, julle weet het nie, maar julle is pretty amazing. For Jesus, I'm thankful for Jesus that He chose me to shepherd His flock, for giving me eternal life and helping me to lead others there. I am thankful for that. I want to echo what 2 Corinthians 9:15 says. Thanks be to God for His inexpressible gift. Because I cannot express what it means to have met Jesus Christ. I've often tried to think where I would have been. Probably dead. I'm not sure. Or who knows where. I am thankful. Saints, I believe Thanksgiving, you know, I put grow in there because obviously that's what we're trusting God to see, not just now, but next year definitely. But I think let us grow in thankfulness. And let that thankfulness become the compost, if you will, that will make us grow spiritually even deeper. That at the root, those roots will grow down into Him so that we can be thankful. I want to end off with Isaiah 12, verse 4 to 6. And it starts off like this. At that time, you will say, and I want to change that. I want to say, at this time, I will say, praise the Lord. Call on His name. Make His deeds known among the nations. Make them remember that His name is highly honored. Make music to praise the Lord. He has done wonderful things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Shout aloud and sing with joy, you people of Shofar Brackenfell. The Holy One of Israel is great. And He is among you. Amen. So, what I want to do now is I actually just want to open the mic. And if you want to express your thankfulness, just come and testify. I want to give a couple of moments to that. Whatever you want to be thankful for. Can we do that? Can we encourage one another with our thankfulness?
Hello. Some time ago, I testified that at the age of 5 or 6, I was busy drowning, and the Lord said to me, Alan, don't worry, you will be saved. I'm thankful for that. And even until today, I get goosebumps if I speak about it. Because that is a testimony that shows me that God lives. John, throughout my life, I've had quite a number of things, but that has been said. And then the most important thing is that the 6th of November this year, my wife and I were baptized. And as Pastor Kuba says, that all my sins are forgiven me. All your sins are forgiven you. And that is a privilege to stand here to say that today. And then another thankful moment in my heart was Gideon. I got a baby, a grandfather this year, myself and my wife. Ja, ons is baie dankbaar. And then the 18th of November, my wife and I were married 44 years. And as Kuba says, if it wasn't for her, I don't know where I would have been. You know, when she met me, I was in the army, and we were about six cool dudes just roaming Cape Town. So then I met her, and she took me away from all those bad things. Thank you very much. And last but not least, thank you to each and every one of you. Yes, you and you. Every one of you, for being part of this lovely community. Thank you.
Not everybody at one time, just
You all think it's going to be very long, but it's not going to be long today. Sorry. Listen to Stephen laughing at me. Jy is net so langdradig soos ek, moenie fout maak nie. Anyway, I just want to thank the Lord for always being one step ahead. Because there's this one scripture that became a revelation to me, and that is that God will finish the good work that He started in you. And throughout the last past years, of all the troubles we had, by the way, in which I'm very thankful that I haven't lost a single member of my family. And I'm right if I say we didn't lose one member of the church, no one, through COVID. So I'm really thankful for that. Yeah, absolutely. But I just want to say, through every trial, whenever you're through it, you can look back and see, oh my gosh, God was ahead of me. And I just want to thank God for that.
Môre almal. So iemand het eendag gesê, as al wat voor jy dankbaar is dat die Here vir jou gesterf het op die kruis, dan het jy meer as genoeg rede om vir God te dank en net vir wat hy vir jou gedoen het aan die kruis. Dan het jy al die testimonies in die wêreld en het 'n groot hart. Maar die Here het vir my so baie kom doen. Ek sal nie weet waar om te begin nie, maar wat ek vir hom welk dankie vir kan sê is vir beter familieverhoudings en ek gee die Here die eer daarvoor.
I'm so thankful for this house that we can be a part of. For many years after my husband died, we were looking for a place, and I just didn't find the right place. And I thank God that we've become a part of the Shofar family, but it's not about Shofar, it's about where we hear God and where we can grow and experience Him daily. And I'm thankful that my family has joined me as well, that they walk alongside me. And I'm really privileged because a lot of households, you don't have that. Kids are on drugs and on all kinds of things. But I'm really just thankful to God that He's kept and preserved my family and that we can just all share together here in this body.
I'm thankful that I get a chance to give thanks, actually, because I was in my house with my family. We always have a time like this at Thanksgiving, and I didn't get to participate in that. They recorded it for me, so that was nice. So I was just like, ooh. But And there is so much to be grateful for. I mean, I'm sure I could stand here for an hour, and I won't do that. But I mean, I'm grateful for my girls. I'm grateful for my life, that I'm actually alive, that I've got two legs to stand on, 2 feet to walk with. I'm grateful that even though I'm in a season where I know that what I have is been given by God. And sometimes I think I've had other seasons where I don't always remember how every single thing, like from the air I breathe to the money in an account to the fact my car started this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, it's all from him, actually. It's his goodness, like, poured over my life. And I'm very thankful for my girls, and I'm in a season where I get to, like, be closer to their hearts and know them in a deeper way, and that's very special for me as they're growing to know their hearts. And personally, I'm really grateful. One of my favorite things about being a Christian, a lover of Jesus, is that, you know, he says that there's no law against love. And I love that, that it doesn't matter what the circumstances are or who is, like, in my life or what happens, like, there's always freedom to love. There's absolutely nothing that can happen that could take away my freedom to love. And I'm grateful for that because of Jesus. That's why. Amen.
I'm thankful that God brought me to my knees. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here and have a new family. When we came to Cape Town, we didn't have any friends, and now I can see a bunch of faces that I can call friends. And just his mercy upon my life and my old family and my children that drive me nuts, and my husband that allows me to fight with him. So. And then lastly, for the house that he gave us that wasn't supposed to be ours, but he changed it and gave it to us.
Ek weet nie hoe dit gaan gaan nie. Ons is nou so 'n bietjie meer as 'n jaar hier. Ja. Ek praat Afrikaans en ek weet nie hoe om in Engels te huil nie. So, ja. Dit is die waarheid. Die Here het stappe incredible pad met ons. En ek het gister 'n dreaded family meeting gehad met 'n familielid van my, en dit het actually baie goed gegaan. My familie. Nie my skoonfamilie. ek kan in my ek en my vrou kan ek kyk vir kyk jy gaan aan. Ek moet ook wel ver kyk. ons kan sense dat die Here besig is om 'n major ding te skuif. En ons gaan dit head on face, by faith, van julle weet daarvan. En ek het net my geloof om op te staan. En ek wil vir Here dankie sê vir wat hy op pad is om te doen. Ek sê dit kom vertel. Ek weet nie of dit volgende Sondag gaan wees nie, ek weet nie of dit die Sondag daarna gaan wees nie, maar julle sal dit hoor. En dan ek wil vir die Here dankie sê vir die Ek kan nou nie eens oor my vrou en kinders praat en dan gaan julle dan sê die einde van die diens. Maar vir die selgroep waarin ek is. Ek is 'n social junkie. En as ek vir jou liefde gee, dan gee ek vir jou my tyd en dit is ook liefde ontvang en jy het net eenvoudig jy het deur opgemaak vir my. Ons sit baie aande na selgroep. Daar tot ek weet nie watter tyd nie. En ek wil net vir julle dankie sê want dit het 'n incredible ons is heidaglik as gesin geïsoleer. Oor goeders waaroor ek nie nou kan praat nie. En dit het 'n ongelooflike nuur in my beantwoord en ek wil net vir julle dankie sê. En dankie vir die Here.
Beth is too shy to say her thing, but we just want to say thank you to God for healing. I don't know if you remember, but when Beth was 7, you all prayed for her eyes. I don't know if you remember, still in the old venue, because she was, the doctor said she was legally blind in her right eye, left eye. So she couldn't read. And yeah, God healed her eyes. And like the crying fiction. Yes, and you all remember, or lots of you all remember, the prayer I got this year for my knee, and yeah, everything's fine, so.
Come on. We still have time. And plenty of tears in the bank, so we can do this. Be careful, this is the crying zone.
Okay, so this year I got the opportunity to go to Israel. It was my first trip overseas. So I don't know if you know this, but obviously I was retrenched in July, so I didn't have any money. And months before this, my sister and my mom kept asking me, do you want to go to Israel? And I was like, maybe I'll see if there's cash. And then Debbie told me one day, it's like, Stephen, you're always talking to us about faith and speaking and speak to your father. So I was like, okay, fine. And then I was like, okay, I'll go to Israel. And my mom and my sister was like, oh, hallelujah. And then Nikki says, the money is there. And I'm like, where? It's there. And so I went there, and the only thing I needed to supply was spending money, basically. So this is the testimony of love from your family. Yeah, I shared this testimony there. We were on a missions trip a few years back, and Ayn and Lola, Ayn was praying for me, and he said, you know, Stephen, you are an example of how much God can love a person. And so that's what I was reminded of just this year.
Amen. Take two.
So on camp, I was also went swimming. I think I was in the water the longest. So, yeah, and then the tide came and it was just like pulling me in. And James was there, he was close by, and he said, you know, he shouted out and he said, Stephen, are you all right? And I was like, no, because I was getting tired. Like I said, I was there for quite a while. And I saw Nikki come out and she had a moment. Johannes basically saved Mornay. And then James and I were struggling in the water, and he locked eyes with Barent, and he's like, Barent. The Barent comes in, and he's Barent and I, and James are in the water, and then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to relax because I'm now in the hands of my brothers. And I'm like, do we have this? And Barend is, Hendrik comes closer. Hendrik is like, guys, are you okay? And Barend is like, Hendrik, come in. So we all four of us are there trying to get out of the water. And eventually Hendrik is like, guys, maybe we should just let the water take us. And I'm looking out and I'm thinking, I just want to get out. But Barend is telling me, just relax. So I think this is where people got the idea that maybe I was drowning or something, because I decided to flip over my back and just lay there in the water, and Barend is holding me. And I think this is where Bennett saw me and he thought the worst has happened. But yeah, so then Barend just made the decision. The next wave came and he basically chucked me into the wave. And then I was getting up basically, and I felt him behind me again pushing me further out. So yeah, it's like it's a weird moment where you don't realize what could have happened, whether you're gonna, I know, their dad was in the water for hours once upon a time, but you realize how close things can go wrong and how uncertain it is, but at the same time you experience the love of your brothers, the love of community, and yeah, all thanks be to God.